case, we'll try to divide up Shia a little bit today. We'll try just a little bit of Bava Kama, and then we'll try to do a little bit of Devei Chanukah, some Halacha, Shkafa, something related to later Chanukah at the end. What the exact breakdown will be, I have no idea. We'll see. Okay, so we left off yesterday. We're still trying to analyze Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about what is Pshat Menasech. One of the Avos Mazikin, both in Bava Kama Daf Dalet, as well as in Mishnah and Gittin Daf Nun Beis, it's not clear what the case is. The reason why it's not clear is because classic Menasech runs into a potential problem of Kama Dramine. So it's that where the Gemara introduced the Svar of Rav and Rabbi Yirmiya. Maybe it's not called Kama Dramine because maybe the Chi of Geneva kicks in at first, then the Chi of Mises later, and that got a whole ball rolling about how we view these Chiyuvim in terms of Kama Dramine, Zarachet, Rabbi Abin, the whole nine yards we spoke about yesterday. So basically, Tosfos came up with a theory in Gittin Daf Nun Beis as one of the biurim in the sugya, is that Rabbi Abin, who was the author of the statement of Akiva Tzorech Hanocha, who said Zorachet, Fekor Shiran Balichasa was potter because Akiva Tzorech Hanocha, that grandiose statement of Rabbi Abin is not as agreed upon as we thought it was. It is not a unanimous statement. And Tosfos went on to show you sugyas and shas that seem to completely ignore Rabbi Abin. Now, if Tosfos is right, that's going to shed a whole new light on the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara that we were talking about yesterday, Tosfos has more Gemaras up this leads, but the Gemara we were talking about yesterday was that Gemara of a comment of Ayin, where the Gemara posed the question about how to understand the Braisa, God of a Mocha B'Shabbos as Potter. The Braisa says, unlike the Mishnah, the Braisa says that there is a case of Kamed Dramine by Mechira, and the Gemara is having a lot of trouble finding what the case is, and Gemara finally decided, oh, the case is basically, got the funny guy with the bandit and the mask on his head yesterday. He is instructed to toss the sheep over the wall, and by doing so, he will in a sense violate mechira as well as violate carrying on Shabbos, and that becomes an issue of Kamed Dramine. And the Gemara's whole discussion is that true, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbanan, etc. So in passing, Tosfos said that wait a second. Why does the Gemara get very, very nitty-gritty about is it B'Vasachas, is it not B'Vasachas, is it Rabbi Akiva, is it Rabban, and Klut, etc.? What happened to Rabbi Abin? If you buy into Rabbi Abin, so then we should say Akiva, Tzorech Hanocha. So when you toss something over the fence, so the same way we said that the shooting of an arrow, we apply the principle of Akira, Tzorech Hanocha, and therefore we say everything in the middle is covered by Kam Lei B'Dramine. So too, when you toss that, when you toss that sheep over the sheep going backwards, okay, in reverse. When you toss the sheep going over the fence, so we should also say, in a sense, Akira Tzorech Hanocha, and everything in the interim should be covered by Kamed Dramine. And the Gemara clearly doesn't say that. So why doesn't the Gemara? What happened to Rabbi Abin? Why isn't Rabbi Abin making a grand appearance here? So it's said because Rabbi Abin is not agreed upon, and the Gemara in Rav Kam was assuming not like Rabbi Abin. So we saw yesterday that other Rishonim offered other reasons why Rabbi Abin didn't apply, not because he was not right, but because that wasn't what the Gemara was even talking about. That was the Tosfos Rashi spent a lot of time on yesterday. So there's another approach in the Rishonim as to deflect Tosfos' Raya. And again, if you deflect Tosfos' Raya and you believe Rabbi Abin is agreed upon, so that's going to impact your Rav and Shmuel theories. But there are other Rishonim who clearly don't accept Tosfos' theory and explain that there is another reason why Rabbi Abin doesn't make the grand appearance in Bava Kama Daf Ayin. And what is this based on? So there's a Me'iri. There's a Me'iri that's quoted in the Shit B'Kabetzes on the 8th of the Ramah Kermis. V'arava Me'iri is Abkasa V'zel L'Shonei. V'ein Omrim B'zu Akira Tzorech Hanochihi. K'mo Shabi Yarn B'zu Achet V'tchilis Arba L'Sof Arba. V'ko Shirai B'l'Chasa Shepotor. So ask the Me'iri, what happened to Rabbi Abin? So unlike Tosfos said, Rabbi Abin's not right, says me, we never know, Rabbi Abin's really right, he just happens to be not applicable here. Why? Says to me the following, She'ein onim kein elo l'nezikin, aval inin mechira loy, adkan. Vamed v'amamurim, that Rabbi Abin said, Akir Tzorech Hanocha, that's when the parasha of Mazik, you're trying to figure out, is the person who shot the arrow, chayav al Mazik, there was a kriyas hashurayim, there was a shame Mazik, on the table. So Mazik is subject to Rabbi Abin. This is not Mazik. This is Mechira here. We're trying to figure out, did the Mechira take place, not take place? Did it take place here? Did it take place here? Did it take place here? So Akira Tzarech Hanacha Fehilchas Mechira Lo Hayu Dvar Be'Yoylem, says the Meiri. Adkan. So everyone read this Meiri and said, okay, great, what a great Tzarech, let's move on, right? Come on. What's the Meiri talking about? What does Akira Tzarech Hanacha have to do with Mazik? I grant you that Mazik has certain parish of dinim and Mechira has other dinim that do different, one's contracts, one's torque. I got it. I know Bava Kama is one Masech from Matthias. I know I got all that. But Ma'inin Zaytul Zeh. The Svara of Akira Tzarech Hanacha is the Svara either yet called one Ma'isor, it's Nishkin called one Ma'isor. So what do I care? What are the particular applications on Hukas Nezikin or Hukas Mechira? Till I plow what this Miri is talking about. Anyone figured out this Miri? Okay, so? So the whole thing is being done here by the Moicher. This guy is throwing, the Lokeach is Shabbos afternoon. The Lokeach is sitting, he's sitting and seeing Zeru sitting in Shod. And he just whispers to the guy with the ski mask and says, do me a favor, you toss it over the top, you do the Kiran Yanoch. So it's the same guy. Again, the question is that, you don't want me to say what I want to say. I want to say true, but irrelevant. Why is that important? That's important. Remember the Teretz? We thought you were this, remember back with Ksubis, 5 years ago, we read Ksubis. When was Ksubis? So we read and learned Kedushin was?
Before
Sanhedrin. It was already your fourth year in this year?
Before
Sanhedrin, he says. So what year is this? Is it already your fourth year in this year? This is 5 years ago. Okay, not bad. 5 years is a long time ago. Okay. We give you a break in this document. Listen to this. Do I hear some inner turmoil in the Shia, inner fabric of the Shia unity? Okay. So tell you a secret. I didn't remember the Teretz either. But I remembered that there was a Teretz. I went back to the notes to find out what the Teretz was. Comes the Divrei Yechezkel. This is the Teretz that was said in Slabotka. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, we have to go back to the ABCs of Rabbi Abin. And we have to really, really analyze what did Rabbi Abin say. So let's go back to the shooting of the arrow. So here we have a fellow who has, there's an Akira, there's a Hanacha, and there is a Kriyas Shirayin in the middle. Okay? Arrow is shot, goes all the way to here. In the middle it rips through something. We say, Kibbeh Ramine. Now, why was Rabbi Abin so mechudesh? Before Rabbi Abin entered into the scene, what would you have said? So I would have said, there's nothing to do with Kibbeh Ramine. Why? Because the Chiyav Mammon is Chal over here. The Chi of Misa is in Chal until the Shas Hanocha. So it's not the Idnestap of Asachas. So that's not Kibbeh Ramine. Before Rabbi Abin gave his introduction, before he was Mechadish Tasakir Tzarech Hanocha, I would have clearly viewed this as not a candidate for Kibbeh Ramine. So Kamash Malon Rabbi Abin, this is Givaldi, because Rabbi Abin sat for days and weeks and months, and who knows how long he spent contemplating this idea of Akir Tzarech Hanocha. And what's the thrust of Akir Tzarech Hanocha? What is happening in Akira Tzarech Hanocha? So L'chora, what Rabbi Abin is saying is, don't view the Chi of Misa just over here at the Shas Hanocha. Don't view it as that. When is the Chi of Misa? Since the Hanocha requires an Akira, Akira Tzarech Hanocha, the goal of the Akira is to affect the Hanocha. Hanocha is prerequisite, it needs an Akira. So rather than viewing the Shas Misa as the Shas Hanocha, what do? We, no pun intended, but we shoot back the Shas Misa, we take the Shas Chi of Misa, and we go back where to it? What do we do with it? Where do we budget back to? We budget all the way back to the Shas Akira. That's the pashtus in what Rabbi Abin said. Okay? So, Akira Tzarech Hanocha moved the Shas Chi of Misa. What did it not touch, L'chaira? It didn't touch the Shas Chi of Mammon. Right? We didn't say anything about moving the Kriya Shirayim anywhere. We simply moved the Hanocha back to the Shas Akira. Rabbi Isai, by doing so, did Rabbi Abin solve the problem of Kibbeh Ramine?
No.
He still didn't solve the problem. He's got another problem. Why? Because it's Vaita, not simultaneous. Because what he did was, by moving the Shas, Chiyav Misa back to the Shas Akira, so we'll call this the Shas Chiyav Misa, and now we'll call this, hasn't budged yet, this is the Shas Chiyav Mamon, and guess what? We scratch our heads and say, it's still not the Vasachas. So the Chor, that's a problem, right? The Chor, what Rabbi Avin tried to accomplish, he didn't really accomplish. Now, one could take an approach, we can get off this trade of Divya Cheska for a second and say, wait a second. No, maybe he did accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. Who remembers some Ksuba Sugis for this? Who remembers some Kibbutz Ramine Sugis for this? Okay. Hold on to Rashi for a second. Before one continues with Divya Cheska, is this model terrible that the Shaskhi of Misa got shot back? The Shaskhi of Melmon remains in place, and this may still be a candidate for Kibbutz Ramine? Oh, okay. So, even though it's clear from the Gemara that if a Chi of Mammon precedes the Chi of Misa, that is not Kibbutz Ramine, the opposite is not necessarily clear. There are some Mishan who maintain that if you have a Chi of Misa that precedes the Chi of Mammon, that may still be Kibbutz Ramine. Now again, I don't want to go down that sugya. I'd love to go down the sugya, but can't go down the sugya this moment. Okay, hopefully later on we may talk about this in a different sugya. But this model is very, very problematic, because this model is a big machlokes we've shown him. If you have a chi of misa before a chi of mammon, does that create a kibbutz ramine scenario in the first place? So says the Nevi Yecheskel, l'chora, we didn't accomplish all that much. So how do we touch up this problem? How do we solve this problem? How do we read into Rabbi Abin as the solution to the model of Kibbutz Ramine? What do we have to touch also?
I'm not sure this is where you want to head, but if you say Akira Tzara Hanacha, you're saying that the reason he does the Akira is only for the sake of Hanacha, while in the case of the guy throwing the thing over the plane, he doesn't care about that.
That was the Russia's war. That was the Russia's war. But I want to stick. This is a different turret. We're still trying to send the Beaver's turret. So again, the simple reading of Rabbi Avin, that all we're doing is maneuvering and adjusting the Shas Chiyav Misa, may not create the solution to the problem. So the Chora, another way to solve this problem is to do what?
Okay.
So Tosfos in Ksubas is actually sensitive to this. And Tosfos in Ksubas says that when we say that the Shas Chiyav Misa is the Shas Akira, it doesn't mean only the Shas Akira. It means, of course, the Shas Chiyav Misa is the Shas Hanacha also. What it means is that we create a new window, and the window is called, this entire period is called the Shas Chiyav Misa, from the halachic beginning of Akira to the Metzias ending of Hanacha, and anything and everything in between, and any Chiyav Mammon that's Teifes in the middle of this Shas, this window of Chiyav Misa, is covered by Kamel. That's what Tosfos says. That's how Tosfos solved this problem. So comes into the Yecheskel and says, I don't believe that all the Rishonim solved the problem this way. I don't believe, says the Yecheskel, everybody created this window, this ongoing, this floating Zman of a Shas Chiyav Misa, which swallows up any Chiyav Mammon in the middle. I don't think that other Rishonim necessarily bought into this Tosfos. So what other solution is available? If we're not willing to create this floating window, and we're not willing to say that Chiyav Misa that precedes Chiyav Mammon is enough for Kibbutz Ramine, there's only one solution left. What else must we adjust? That linked in Akira Tzarech Hanacha is not just the moving of a Chi of Misa, but it's the moving of a Chi of Mammon also. Akira Tzarech Hanacha is chal on anything and everything, anything that's going to happen at a later point. Whether it's the landing of the arrow, whether it's the ripping of the shirt of the arrow, everything will shoot back to the Shas Akira. And now, guess what? We now have the Shas Akira is both the new Shas Chi of Misa, and it is also the Shas Chiyav Mammon. And guess what? When you have a Chiyav Misa and a Chiyav Mammon that coincide together, what is that a recipe for, by say? There are a lot of arrows here, but what is this called? Kamlei Ramine. This is Kamlei. That's the Yecheskel's Gevaldike breakthrough in the Sugya. That Akira Tzarech Hanacha doesn't only touch the Chiyav Misa, like Tosfos writes, but Kamlei, but Akira Tzarech Hanacha touches the Chiyav Mammon as well. I don't know if anyone noticed, but there's a Beferish Rashi that says this. I don't remember if I put the Rashi on the Maimon Kremis, but there's a Rashi in Ksubas that says this, Pemoli. Mamash explicitly Rashi says this, that Akira Tzarech Hanacha touches back. Anyone got a Gemara Ksubas for me? You got it on your phone? You got a Ksubas stuff, Lamed Aleph? What?
I can't even get it off on my phone.
You got it? You got me a Rashi there? Rashi and Ksuba Staf Lamed Aleph. Someone got it? Everyone's got a Rashi and Ksuba? Let's know. Who's got a Ksuba? Ksuba Staf Lamed Aleph. There we go. Okay, here we go. Exhibit A. Oh, it even looks like a Gemara. Wow. Ksuba Staf Daf. Fantastic. Okay. Okay. I'm not used to this. All right. Rashi writes, "Mishazorik es achet hilkach, mishas akira." Rashi is explaining akira to Hanocha from the moment of akira to this. So full the kroll of shirayin. The shirayin are about to be ripped, and from the shas akira we label it as the shas kriyas hashirayin. Why is Rashi talking about the shas kriyas hashirayin? What Rashi should have said is mishas akira hava Hanocha achet and nischayev misa. So it's clear from Rashi, Rashi held that Akira Zachanocha addresses not just the Chiyav Misa, but addresses the Chiyav Mamon as well. Fine. So far, so good. So comes the Divi Yecheskel and it says that the Medav HaMamurim, this concept that when you're dealing with the Chiyav Mamon, we can go back in time and we can identify the Shas Chiyav back from the beginning of the Maisa. But Medav HaMamurim, when you're dealing with the Maisa Machayev, Nezek is a Maisa Mazik. Whether it's a Maisa Eish, a Maisa other Mamazik, or the Maisa Karen, Maisa Shein, there's a Maisa Hezek. So then one could argue that even though the actual physical loss and damage doesn't take place till the Shas Kriyas HaShirayim, but since the Maisa Hamazik began at the Akira, because the Halacha is Akira Terech Hanocha, therefore we can view the Maisa Mazik as shooting backwards to the Shas Akira. But that idea of focusing on a Maisa and going back in time to a Maisa Mazik says in the Vicheska, Bamed Devar Mamurim, that makes sense in the Parsha of Mazik. In the Parsha of Mekechu Memker, what would that mean exactly? Let's carry over that type of a model to the case of throwing the sheep over the top. If you're going to tell me Akira Terech Hanocha, so let's not forget, says the Yechezkel, we have just redefined the Kiyuv Terech Hanocha. It's not enough just to say that the Chiyuv Misa starts early, but you have to say that the Chiyuv of the Mamana starts early. So what would that mean? That would mean that we view the Maisa Mechira not really taking place when? Not really taking place at the very at this moment, but we shoot everything back to the time that I began to toss the sheep. So we say the Chiyuv Misa goes back to the time of the throwing of the sheep. The Chiyuv Mamon goes back to the time of the throwing of the sheep. So I'm standing there in front of a 10-foot wall about to toss a sheep, and as soon as the sheep leaves my hands, apidin, that's called the Shas Chiyuv Mamon, because that's when the Maisa Mechira began. Says the Divi Yecheskel, the words Maisa Mechira don't make any sense. Why is something Machor to you? Why is something Machor to you? Because it finds itself in a matzav of a kinyan. The fact that something is mocher to you is because it's in your chotzer, because it's in the mitzias, in the matzav, at the status of being in your chotzer, so you claim it with a kinyan chotzer. There's no maisa kinyan chotzer. There is no maisa to speak of. If the animal falls from shemayim into your chotzer, nobody did a maisa b'chlal, it's still koneh to you. So the idea of saying that, well, we're going to view this moment of the kiddin chotzer as shooting back, instead of saying that the kiddin takes place here, we're going to make it shoot all the way back here, because that's when the maisa started. Stop. What maisa started? The maisa started. Stop. There's no such thing as a maisa, a knisa l'chotzer. That's a meaningless, it's a bogus statement. There's a maisa mazik. There's also something as a ma'isach nasal lechotzer. So the Divi Yecheskel is a dual chiddush. First of all, he's mechadish this idea that Akira Terech Hanocha addresses not just the Chiyuv Misa, addresses the Chiyuv Mamon. But he had to do that because he didn't want to create the window of Tosfos, and he didn't want to create that sheet that Misa can precede Mamon for Kimei to apply. So the only way to explain, according to all those Rishonim who don't buy into those ideas, is to shoot back the Chiyuv Mamon as well, which Rashi Lamaisa and Ksuba says the favorish Lamaisa and Aleph. And then number two, he says that once you're dealing with being mocked in the Maisa Mamon, makes sense by a Maisa Mazik, doesn't make sense by a Maisa Mechira, because quite frankly, there's no such thing as a Maisa Mechira. Says the Divi Yecheskel, I think that's the cryptic line of the Meiri. That's what the Shibbe Kubetz meant. That the idea of Akira Terech Hanocha makes sense by Mazik, doesn't make sense by Mechira. Not that Rabbi Abin is wrong. Rabbi Abin is 100% right in Hilchos Mazik, Hilchos Mechira. Not that he's wrong, it's just not applicable. He never would say such a thing in Hilchos Mechira. So according to Tosfos, Tosfos made a whole shtick of Torah to explain the Machlokes Rambam and Shmuel and Gittin Daf Nun Beis based on the assumption that Rabbi Abin is not Muskum, and the Gemara, the punchline, the Makla Padash of Tosfos, that Rabbi Abin is not Muskum, is the fact that he doesn't make his grand appearance in Bava Kamma Daf Ayin. So comes the Meiri and says, wrong. He doesn't make his appearance for other reasons. Says the Tosfos Rashi yesterday, wrong. He doesn't make his appearance for other reasons. Is Rabbi Abin right? Is he Muskim? Absolutely say these Rishayim. So wasn't that the answer? That's what you thought of, right? Pretty much. Just the Vicheska, right? Got it? Okay. So this is what they say in Slabodka when they learn the Sugya. Yeah.
How can you say that it's not a Maisa when
it's not a Maisa, that's how. I just said it.
No, but when you're literally throwing the thing.
Oh, come on, that's irrelevant that you personally are doing an action. It's not a din, Maisa.
You're getting over the thing.
But it's not, you don't need that. You don't need that. If the animal would have fell in the Shemayim and fell into my chutz, I would have also been crying there. So the Maisa is just a practical, like a timtzum in this case. It's not a halacha. There's no Maisa of Kenyan.
So there would never be a Maisa Kenyan.
There's no such thing as a Maisa Kenyan in that sense of the word. Okay. You're ready up to the Truma Sakri, back to the Texas family. We're getting there. We still got time to go. So basically, one more Mahalach to negate the significance of this Sugya above a comment of Ayin. One more way to deflect Texas' grandiose raya that Rabbi Abin doesn't exist according to everybody. And then we'll take a little break for Hanukkah. Unlike all the Rishayim we've seen so far, whether it's the Tosfos, whether it's the Tosfos Ben Rosh, whether it's the Meiri, who have all been willing to discuss Akira Tzarech Hanocha concerning Bava Kamma Daf Ayin, and each one rejected it for different grounds, either because Rabbi Abin is not right, or because it's Mechira, or because it's when we're talking about Chiv Shabbat. But Be'ikaron, it didn't bother us to apply Akira Tzarech Hanocha here. Even though, if you think about it, the original case of Akira Tzarech Hanocha was talking about one very, very specific form of carrying on Shabbos. What was that specific form? What was the case of Yabin? Zorach Chetz and Chilas Dalas of Dalad, carrying of Dalad Amos, Bishas Rabin. The Malacha that we're talking about above a Kavod of Ayin happens not to be the same Malacha. What Malacha is that? What kind of carrying is appearing above a Kavod of Ayin? It's what? It's Machnes. Machnes Bishas Lishus. Going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. And again, Yechai Misa for both. I'm not questioning the severity of either one of those two Isurim. But they're not identical. They're similar, they involve Karen, but they're not identical. And all the Rishonim just, you know, Pe'echot said, so what? What's the difference? Akira Tzarech Hanocha, who, Mach Patli, true but irrelevant. Who cares? Whether you're talking about a sheep, you're talking about an arrow, you're talking about Hachnos, you're talking about Havar Zalam, it's all the same thing. So comes Reb Chaim with the famous, famous word. Reb Chaim is Chedushim and Shas suggests, unlike all the Rishayim are saying, that there's a very real reason why the Gemara and Bava Kamma left out Rabbi Abin, because Rabbi Abin only makes sense vis-a-vis Havaris Dalad Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Rabbi Abin doesn't even get onto the radar screen when you're dealing with Hachnasa or Hotzah for that matter. That's the reason why the Gemara left it out. Not because Rabbi Abin's a Machlokes, and not because this is Mechira, not because of the Yecheskel, not because of Taizer Rashna, because Shaini Dal Ramis from Hachnasa. So what's the difference, Rabbi? So what's the conceptual difference between the two? Why does Rabbi Abin nita lehe amer by Avaris Dal Ramis? And why is Rabbi Abin loni tal ha'amea by hachnasa? What is the difference? Is this a true but irrelevant, or is it something very, very? If Reb Chaim said it ain't true but irrelevant, it's very relevant. What is the difference?
For havaris aramos, each little increment that you go is affecting the chiyuv as a whole.
Okay, so very good. You thought that yourself, or excellent? Okay. Comes Reb Chaim and says, a throwback to what we mentioned when we spoke about the Devi'ah Cheskel. Remember we were tossing around different ideas about what exactly Akira Tzarech Hanocha does. Does Akira Tzarech Hanocha shoot back one Maisa? Tosfos said Akira Tzarech Hanocha creates a what? What was that word we used? That that long window, right? Remember, it almost bridges the gap between the Akira and the Hanacha and creates an ongoing, constant stage of Chiyuv. It's one big Chiyuv Misa, and therefore any Chiyuv moment that occurs along the way becomes covered by Kibbutz Ramanei. That was Tosfos, and the Divi Chesed didn't like that. So Reb Chaim goes back to that model. Reb Chaim says that the idea of a Kibbutz Hanacha is the creation of a bridge, is the creation of an ongoing Shas HaChiyuv. But says Reb Chaim, b'medivah mamurim, it makes sense to create an ongoing Shas HaChiyuv. That's within a type of a carrying such as Havaras Da'at Amos Rishus HaRabim. Why is that? When I carry Da'at Amos within Rishus HaRabim, each and every step along the way is an integral part of the Mechayev itself. Because if I only carry 3.5 Amos, I'm going to be potter. So if I do an Akira here, and I walk 3.5 Amos, I do a Hanacha, I'm going to be potter. Even though I did an Akira and I did a Hanacha, it doesn't matter, because it's Choser in that entire window. So the window of Da'at Amos, vis-a-vis the Isser of Havaras Da'at Amos Rishus, is a halachic entity. And therefore, it's Nitan Ha'amer, Akira Tzarech Hanacha, and anything and everything that occurs in the interim is covered by that window, and any Chiyuv moment that kicks in is going to be covered by Kibbutz Ramanei. But by Hachnasa, or by Hotzo'ah, what are the points of reference? What are the points of critical moment when we speak about carrying of Hachnasa and Hotzo'ah? What are the critical moments? The Akira is critical. The Hanacha is critical. Is the interim critical? Not in the slightest. It doesn't make a difference if I'm standing over here and I bring something into Rishus HaYochid. It doesn't matter whether I carried 1 inch or whether I'm standing over here and I walk for 6 miles and I enter into Rishus HaYochid. There is zero difference between those cases, because the only thing that matters when we're dealing with Hotzo'ah and Hachnasa is the etzem changing of Rishus. The Akira in one Rishus, Hanacha in another Rishus. The distance in between is irrelevant to Halacha. Therefore, says Reb Chaim, the din of Akira Tzarech Hanacha, to include anything and everything along the way as part of the Chiyuv Misa, thereby exempting from a Chiyuv Mamon that occurs in the interim, says Reb Chaim, that doesn't make any sense unless you're talking the language of Da'at Amos Rishus HaRabim. If you're dealing with the language of Hotzo'ah and Hachnasa, what do you mean anything in between? What does the in between have to do with anything? The only points that matter are Akira and Hanacha. Was there a Chiyuv moment at Akira? What's the answer? No. Was there a Chiyuv moment at Hanacha? No, because the Chiyuv moment happened over here. So, it happened in the middle. What does the middle have to do with anything? The middle is not toy face. The middle is not meaningful in Halacha. Only by Havaras Da'at Amos Rishus HaRabim is the middle meaningful in Halacha. Can we declare that Akira Tzarech Hanacha is going to pass everything along the way? That's what you said, right? That's pretty much tremendous. Same as Reb Chaim is Chedushim and Shas. Da'at Amos, the window, the time, the distance between the Akira and the Hanacha is critical, because without that distance of Da'at Amos, I don't have the Malacha. Whereas when it comes to Hachnasa and Hotzo'ah, that shear is meaningless, because the Malacha is defined by the Akira and the Hanacha, not by anything and everything in between. Anyone have any kashas on this? Anyway, the Ha'oros and Reb Chaim.
I learned another approach to Da'at Amos. Da'at Amos is really
Rishus. Okay. So Reb Chaim's whole Yisoid is based on this assumption that Hotzo'ah/Hachnasa is so different from Havaras Da'at Amos. It is so radically different from one another. One is the Malacha that's Nikra Al-Shem, Akira and Hanacha, and the other is the Malacha that's Nikra Al-Shem, Akira distance and Hanacha. If your mamish drew a line in between the two, that they have mamish nothing to do with one another. They're two different parashas, though. They're so radically different from one another. So that's a very, very questionable statement, because this is a throwback to something we spoke about back in the Sefer Shabbos days. We spoke about another case along the year. There is a Gemara. I think we spoke about it at the beginning of this year also. I think we even mentioned it at the very beginning, but Abbasin told us, if I'm not mistaken. There is a Gemara at the beginning of Perek HaZorek in Masechet Shabbos. There are two Perek HaZorek. There's one Perek HaZorek of Gittin and one Perek HaZorek of Shabbos. This is the one of Masechet Shabbos. Perek HaZorek, where the Gemara raises the following question. The 11th Perek of Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says, where does the Torah describe the Isra of carrying on Shabbos? Chotzoah Hechek Siva. V'ishteit in the Chumash, you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos. So before we even get to what the answer to that question is, why is that question such a difficult question? We spoke about this in the first week. No, didn't we talk about it? Obviously told us.
Yeah.
But no. So what's problematic with the Gemara's Kasha? Michtei Chotzoah Hechek Siva. V'ishteit Chotzoah. I'm going to challenge the Gemara. And Michtei Kosev Hechek Siva. And Michtei Machav Epaptish Hechek Siva. And Michtei Oseh Shtei Batenirin Hechek Siva. Where do you think the Malacha is written? What's the answer? It says Losastika Malacha. Malacha means Malacha is a Mishkan. Whatever was used for the Mishkan is a Malacha. Did they carry for the Mishkan? Yes. The Gemara says the Pharisees they carried for the Mishkan. The Gemara says they used to carry the crushim up the wagons, off the wagons. Yeah, Golos. Parsha of Chanukah, Leni of Chanukah. Hey, Shtei HaGolos. Hey, Shtei Basta Bakar, Nasana, Kefir, but okay. So it's a very, very difficult Gemara. So the Rishonim Tosfos has the famous line where Tosfos says, that what? What does that say? Because Malchus is Malchus Geruah, because it doesn't change the essence of the object. So I would have had a svar to say maybe it's not a Malach. Kamash Blonde is a Malach. But so the bottom line is you need a pasuk to tell me that you can't carry on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, I have a pasuk that you can't carry. You can't do Otsa Nachnasik. One brings Tzukim from the Mishkan, etc. From Pashas Vayakov, very good. Vikal Amehavi, the whole story. The Gemara asks, but Da'ar Amas Hechek Siva. Vishtei, that they used to carry Dar Amas. They didn't carry Dar Amas in the Mishkan. There was no carrying of Dar Amas in the Mishkan. So why are you chayav? So what does the Gemara give the answer? Who remembers? That's what the Rishonim say. What does the Gemara say? You're so red. The Rishonim did such a good job, and you think that's what the Gemara said. What does the Gemara say? Dar Amas, Bishas Rabim. Catch this one, Rabbi. Let's all say it together. Hilcha Sawat. Give me real So new alarm bells go off in your mind. New, what does that? What does that mean to you? If I woke up in the middle of the night and I said to you, Gemila, what would you respond? You'd say Rashi says that Mitzvah Moshinai. The Rambam says it's a halacha that we have in Masorah for that we know it was true because it was a pasuk at one point. We know what it is. Whole story, right? The Nitziv we spoke by Rishus about. So Gemara is called the Hilchas Gemila. Okay, good. Hilchas Gemila. Come to Rishonim on the spot of Almor and the Chiddush Aran and say, and they seem to be going with Rashi's Pshat, it's Halacha Moshe Messina. It's Halacha Moshe Messina that you chayev for carrying down Amos B'Shus Rabim. Frek the Balamor, frek the Chiddush Aran. The Gemara says in Mechairis that you don't give it Onesh for something that's Tosheb HaPeh. And Onesh, one of the Klom of Onshin is, that's the Tosheb HaSav. Not that we don't believe in Tosheb HaPeh, but one of the parashas of Onshin is, you give Misa, Malkus, those kinds of Onshin for Tosheb HaSav, not for Tosheb HaPeh. So frek the Rishonim, what are you giving a guy in the Chi of Misa for? If he carries that Amos B'Shus Rabim, why do you have Misa? You want to tell me it's also their Isaac? You want to tell me a chai of carbon, maybe? Tell me a chai of Misa? A chai of Misa? So the Balmor gives a very, very famous story. It says the Balmor, there's not a brand new halacha Moshe Messina that calls you not allowed to carry that Amos B'Shus Rabim. If that would have been the case, then it would not have been subject to Chiyav Misa. The halacha Moshe Messina is that the halacha Moshe Messina redefines what Hotzah Mishus Lashus is all about. I thought, before I read this Gemara, Hotzah Mishus Lashus means you carry from Mishus HaYochet to Mishus Rama, vice versa. That's called the Malacha of Hotzah. And that was Nemel HaMesh HaBein, and that's the 39th Malacha. You're not allowed to carry Mishus Lashus. Come to Halacha Moshe Messina and says that we have a new definition, a reformulated definition for what's called Mishus Lashus. Mishus Lashus doesn't only mean from Yochet to Rama, vice versa. Even licked within the Mishus Rama, it's the same Halachic Mishus. But Adar Amish Aladim Zerushusai, when you begin to carry something out of Dar Amis, you are in effect carrying something Merishus Lurishus. Now it's a stretch. It's not exactly Mishus Lurishus. That's right, that's the Chiddush Halacha Moshe Sinai. What is the Balmor? What is the Ran saying? A Givaldiki is saying. That Bamed of Amurim, that you can't be manish somebody for Halacha Moshe Sinai. That means a brand new Halacha Moshe Sinai, out of the box Halacha Moshe Sinai. A term that Reb Chaim talk at a different place coins a halacha Moshe Sinai hamicha deshes. If you have a brand new mamish yesh b'ayin, create what's called ex nihilo, I don't know whatever it's called, mamish a brand new halacha Moshe Sinai. So al zeh nema you can't give it einish. But very often you have halacha Moshe Sinai that are not chidushim. The halacha Sinai is what we call halacha Moshe Sinai hamifa reshes. Namely, there's a pre-existing din yaraisa. We wouldn't have included X in that category. Comes Halacha Sinai and says, by the way, this is part of X. Who knows the most famous one? The famous Reb Chaim. The most famous Reb Chaim about two different oils. We talked about it this year. Last year, Nachash, oil. Last year we spoke about it. By the way, by Sukkah, probably Esek Shalal, we probably spoke about it. Right. Chayav, it's a famous vart about the Gemara says in Kedushin in the first parak that you're not allowed to eat oil in Chutz Laretz. You're not allowed to eat oil in Chutz Laretz. Why not? The Torah says, Kisivol Aretz. The Torah says, the Mitzvah Leib Aretz. Oh, Halacha Moshe Mesidai. So comes in Chayav and says, you can understand that in one of two ways. You can understand that in Okinami, the Parsha of Chumash, the Parsha of Kedoshim, is only speaking in Eretz Israel. And there's a brand new din called you can't eat fruit for the first 3 years in Chutz Laretz. It's nothing to do with Parshas Kedoshim. It's Halacha Zeh Mechadeshes. Or maybe no. What the Halacha Moshe Sinai is saying is that don't mistakenly think that Orla is only in Eretz Yisrael. Kamash Balan, the Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Halacha Zeh is Meforish, the Pasuk, that Kisavol Eretz is Lav Dafka. That even in Chutzot, even in Tidek, you can have Orla Mideraisa. It's not a new Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's part of a previous existing Pasuk. My nafkamina, so one of the many nafkaminas Reb Chaim says is you get malchus. So he has a deed from a Rambam. So the Rambam says you don't get malchus for all those chutzlots. Why not? So Reb Chaim claims because the Rambam held that halacha was sidah hamicha deshes, and those Rishonim hold that's mefareshes. We talk about disagreeing. We talk about say you do get malchus. So that idea that Reb Chaim develops by arichos in a safe in the Rambam minuchas b'chalos asuros. So the Rishonim already said it in Masechta Shabbos, like I've been carrying. The Rishonim already said that if you view Avodas Da'aravos Rabbim as an independent, brand new hischatzos, so then the Taka couldn't be a chiyuv skila for it. It wouldn't make any sense. Al korchok, that the nature of the halacha we're seeing is such that it goes back, it shoots back to being part and parcel of the original halacha of Avar Mershus Lashus, and thereby it's subject to an einish of Misa. If that's the case, that this whole Yisrei, the whole engine that's driving Avodas Da'aravos Rabbim, is to make it as close modeled after Tzoch Nos as possible. So this seems to not sit well with Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim's whole Yisrei was that Tzoch Nos functions only of Akira and Hanocha, and they don't address anything in the middle. Whereas Avodas Da'aravos is a whole different type of a thing. It's a Davar Chadash, it's a brand new Chiyuv, and it opens up windows of Rabbi Abin's and Akira Tzoch Hanochis. So Reb Chaim's mindset in his Chiddush of Kama towards the relationship between Hachnatza Vatzah on the one hand and Havar Zalms on the other hand is almost like to separate between the two. Whereas the Rishonim in Masechta Shabbos are almost putting the two as close as possible. One is Mabish Ke'ein, the other. One is a Parsha, is as Farish as part of the other. It's not a Kasha like a blowing out, you know, knockout Kasha against Reb Chaim. It's a Ha'ara. I'm not the first one to make this Ha'ara. It's a Ha'ara that the mindset, the worldview of the relationship between these two malachas, according to Reb Chaim's world, seems to be let's get them as far apart as possible. Rabbi Abin makes sense in one, not in the other. Whereas the Rishonim and Shabbos seem to almost put them as close as possible in order to explain away this phenomenon, way Chayav Misa for one, even though it's not really, really Tashab itself. And Ha'ara and Reb Chaim. But a core part of the basis that we have is now four different ways to deflect places, right? Very simple sugi, right? Again, we're just trying to figure out one thing. We have one goal, to understand what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about. We have a word menasech, and we don't know what it means. Rav and Shmuel are finding it out, whether it means menasech mamish, whether it means ma'arev, and kibbutz ramanei has something to do with it, and places have three biurim and gittin what the nekudas machlokes was. Either everyone buys into Rabbi Abin, but they're fighting about what the lumbus Rabbi Abin is. Everybody buys into Rabbi Abin, they're fighting about whether what the Messias is can be menasech without picking up. Those were the two machim yesterday. Or the third Malach and Tosin Gittin is the fighting about Rabbi Abin itself. What led Tosin to make such a claim that somebody actually denies Rabbi Abin? Tosin says, easy, Gittin Defiant. The fact that Rabbi Abin doesn't make the mark in Bava Kamma Defiant is a riot that he's not Muskum. And we already saw three very, very different approaches as to why that in itself is not a riot. We saw the Tosin Rosh Hashanah from yesterday. We saw with the Eri from today with the razzle dazzle beard of the Yecheskel, and now we're seeing Rav Chaim's potential deflection as well. But everything keeps on coming back to fundamental questions about what Rabbi Abin is doing. Is Akira Tzoch Hanocha simply moving Shaschi of Misas? Is Akira Tzoch Hanocha moving Shaschi of Moment also? Is Akira Tzoch Hanocha creating windows in the middle? It's a lot of lumdus, a lot of esoteric lumdus as to what exactly is being accomplished by Rabbi Abin. But one thing everybody agrees is, whether everybody buys into Rabbi Abin or not, I don't know, but at least Rabbi Abin bought into Rabbi Abin. At least Rabbi Abin felt the necessity to make his statement, and he passed his child is based on what he said. So the Yisrael of Akira Tzoch Hanocha exists according to some Rishonim to everybody, according to other Rishonim to some people, but there is a halakhic concept called Akira Tzoch Hanocha. Hopefully that's the next year on Monday. So we have to now go back to something which is eerily familiar to us and eerily similar to us. It has to do with shooting arrows, And it's something that post-dated Rabbi Avin by about 800 years, and that is, of course, the famous sheet of the who? Who else had something very lumbish to say about shooting arrows? The Nimuka Yosef. We have to go back to the drawing board, back to the archery courses of the Nimuka Yosef, because remember the Nimuka Yosef? He was the one who let us light candles tomorrow. If not for him, you can't light chakra candles tomorrow, remember? Because you can't light Shabbos candles, you can't light fires, because everything is called Shabbos deraisa. So it's the Nimuka Yosef who was bothered with, remember those words of Isha Mishim Chitzo? Does that ring a bell somewhere back in the deep recesses of our brains? So hopefully at Hashem on Monday, we're going to go back to some of the things we spoke about Isha Mishim Chitzo, back to the Nimuka Yosef, back to the drawing board, and see how does the Nimuka Yosef sit together, or perhaps not sit together, with Rabbi Abin. Are they talking about the same thing? Are they talking about different things? Are they talking about contradictory things? There's something similar. They're talking about shooting arrows. They're talking about chiyuvim moving around. Just how similar or different is Rabbi Abin's formulation and the Mukhayos' formulation? That's going to become a major, major issue. I'm asking him on Monday, we'll be brought to you by none other than, for the grand finale of the Zeis Chanukah, by the... That's too much like Kriya, like his brother. So hang in there, Mr. Shem told me. Okay. Sunday Rav Shia, so, right? So today we'll just say a little bit of Divrei Halacha, a little drush, a little something related to Hanukkah.